Welcome to the Exec MBA Podcast. I am Brett Twitty, Director of Admissions for the Executive Formats in the Darden MBA, and this is our third episode. So hopefully by now you've had a chance to listen to episodes one and two. On today's podcast, I'd like to share an opportunity or let you know about an opportunity or opportunities, really, to connect with us in the coming weeks. Specifically, want to talk about the phone conversations and office hours that we offer. But also wanted to share an interview that we recently recorded with a member of our class of 2019, Hannah Dobbles, who is an entrepreneur in the class, and talked to her recently about her experience thus far. Admittedly, she's only about 3 weeks into the program, but just how it's been going. I'm sure some of you are interested in hearing about those initial first steps, but also talked with her a little bit about what attracted her to the program as an entrepreneur. So stay tuned. So first, I wanted to highlight an opportunity that some of you may have found on our website, but also wanted to draw particular attention to it here. We offer the opportunity for you to schedule a phone call or even meet with us in person, or what's termed office hours. If you look at our schedule a conversation page on our website, you will note that we offer phone calls pretty much on a weekly basis, in the afternoons mostly, but also offer office hours in select markets. Basically, travel to different places throughout the admission cycle, and hopefully we'll be coming to a city near you or maybe even your city. Upcoming highlights include Richmond, Norfolk, Washington, D.C., Metro, Philadelphia, New York, Chicago, and we'll be coming back to many of those markets in the coming months and also going to some new places too. So if you want to connect with us and you're looking for an easy opportunity to do so, I encourage you to think about scheduling a phone conversation or an office hour. Office hours are in person. Phone conversations are obviously on the phone, and they are a great first step. If you're interested in learning more about our program, we want to get some answers to some questions you might have about our program and whether or not you might be a good fit for the program, always a great place to start. And they're also a great opportunity for us to get to know you and learn more about your background and help you think about next steps. So I hope you will take advantage of that opportunity and consider scheduling a conversation. And very excited to be joined today by Hannah Dobbles, a member of our class of 2019. Hannah, welcome to the podcast.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
All right, for our listeners at home, tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Yeah, so I am a brand new executive student at Darden here, but I also own my own business. It is a bar studio downtown Charlottesville. And bars, basically, how I tell people and describe it is it's upright Pilates. So it's a blend of yoga, Pilates, and a little bit of dance. But it is not a dance workout because I cannot dance to save my life. So, but I've had that studio for about 3 years now. And it's going really well.
So I'm glad I didn't have to describe bar because I don't think I could have done it nearly that eloquently. So I'm sure some of our listeners are interested in hearing about your experience. So we're recording this on Labor Day. So you are past LR1. You've been doing some distance learning. You had some online classes.
Yep. We had a whole week of online classes.
So tell me, what were the highlights? Just maybe a couple highlights for the first leadership residency for you.
I think for that, it was just an amazing experience to have everybody in the same group in the same room at sometimes, and you got to just interact with different people with different backgrounds. The most amazing part of the whole series was we told stories, like we got to stand up and tell our story, and that was the most nerve-wracking experience of my life. I talk to people all the time, and with my job, I stand up and speak professionally all the time, but standing up in front of people and telling about yourself, about your personal story and why you exist was very terrifying, but it was this great experience being connected with so many people that had the same mindset and vision and reasons why they were there as well.
So you're also getting ready to go to your first weekend residency,
yes.
Right? So is it going to be exciting to see everybody again? Y'all have been online together, but not physically together.
We've been online and trying to like help each other out with all the studying and learning. It's a lot, and we've been kind of coping with each other. So it's been good. So we have that coming up this weekend, which is really exciting.
Any plans? I feel like people always make social plans, or there's some sort of like dinner type thing going on. Have y'all gotten that far?
We've gotten to the point where some of us that are coming in on Wednesday are going to meet up and drink wine and talk about cases and that's as far as we've gotten.
It's you got Thursday, Friday, exactly. and Saturday to also plan. So, well, one of the things that we hope to do with the podcast this year, and it's inaugural year, by the way. It's not like we did things last year. So this is one of our first episodes. So one of the things that's exciting about this as a format is that we can tell stories about mm-hmm. the executive formats. And so one of the things we really want to talk about are all the entrepreneurs we have in the program. So you mentioned that you own your own business. And, you know, what were your reasons for coming to get an MBA? You know, why did you end up here at Darden?
Yeah. So at first I was looking for places close to get some sort of business education. And I knew that I have my own studio and it's been great leading my own team and being able to source different sort of like education on my own. However, I feel like when you're by yourself a lot trying to run your own business, you end up hitting the same ceiling and not really knowing where to go next. And I think that when I was looking for just places to be involved with, it didn't make sense to not do Darden. So Darden was right there. I live close and my studio is close. So that first was a really great incentive for me to come. But I think that it just had this wonderful feeling of inclusiveness. And I just felt like, oh, this is actually my next step. And it felt very natural to come here. It wasn't anything like, oh, I'm not good enough to go in, or I'm not, I don't have everything all together before I go in. It was very much, hey, we're here to highlight your strengths and next step. Like, why don't you come educate with us? So it was really cool.
One of the things that we talk with students all the time about is the case method and how it forces you to think about problems from that senior leadership standpoint, which if you're an entrepreneur, that's the perspective you have to have.
And I really valued that. I felt that during the first couple, you guys had a few like mini case studies that we attended and were a part of. And I felt like, oh, wow, like I actually know more than I do. I'm not in an executive, but I do own my own business. So as a small business leader, I felt like, well, maybe I'm not corporate, but I know a lot and I've done a lot. So it's really cool putting that into play when I got here for the first, I don't know, 3 weeks. So
well, one of the things I think that's common amongst prospective students is most people feel like, ah, everybody else is more senior than I am. Yeah. Everybody else is more qualified than I am. But everybody has a role in the classroom, right?
Yeah.
The discussion, its richness is in its diversity, the fact that we have a lot of different kinds of people from 5 years to 30 plus years. So I always tell people, you know, that's a common feeling. But, you know, come see a class because I think you would see that it actually – it works.
Yeah.
With all those people.
I felt very confident. We did with Fairchild, we had a small case study and everyone was silent during this mini case study. And I was like, oh, I know all these answers. And I was like raising my hand. I was like, this is weird. This is a trick. This is a trap somehow. But I felt very, very encouraged by that. That actually was something that led me even more into this program.
So what are you most excited about? I mean, obviously 3 weeks in, so you got, you know, basically 20 months ahead of you. So what are you most excited about accomplishing or doing during the course of the program?
I think being involved with people. So whether it's faculty or my fellow students, I think that everybody, again, has their own story, but also being able to help each other translate each other's strengths and hone in each other's weaknesses to figure out where the next step is. I think sometimes when you come into programs like this, it's life-changing. It's amazing. And I think you don't want to minimize what you can possibly accomplish out of it. So I've been having all these ideas of like, I can go do this, and then I can go do this, and this sounds like a great plan. And then the next week, I mean, it's been 3 weeks, and I've had 7 different life plans already. But that's awesome because it takes this huge inspiration and pushes you into something. So I feel like the next 20 months will just continue building confidence and help narrow down the scope of what I should be doing next. So I think right now it's pretty broad, but it's really exciting. And I know that the next couple months I'll be able to figure out, oh, I'm actually really passionate about this and being able to translate what I've done before to something that I can go do next.
There's an inherent confidence, I think, that comes with completing the program. It's one of the sort of ancillary benefits we always cite for students. But when you go through something that's as intense as our program, I mean, given that you're juggling personal life and work, you know, on top of your school stuff, when you get to the end of it, you kind of feel like you can take on anything. Right?
You can do that. You can do anything.
Right.
Someone the other day asked me, they're like, oh, how's Darden that you're doing the part-time program? And I just stared at them for the longest time. I was like, it's not a part-time program at all, but it's been great. So.
Yeah, we stress that it's a full-time. I mean, students take 12 credit hours per quarter.
Yep.
So part-time, maybe in the colloquial sense, that you're not only a student while you're doing this, but certainly full-time in terms of time commitment.
But I feel like this even more so has helped me with time management. So even if I have like 30 minutes before my next class that I'm going to or at work, I'm like, oh, I have 30 minutes. That's a perfect amount of time to read a case. And so it really helps you with that time management, which is really good.
There's a common feeling amongst graduates where you graduate and you're like, what am I going to do with all of this extra time I now have? Whereas before you do the program, you feel like you have no time at all. And of course, you just figured out how to fit this thing into your life. It's 20 hours per week, and you know, that's busy on these weekends, and you're gone for a week doing a global residency or leadership residency. So now you get out of it and you're like, and
start picking up random
hobbies,
random
hobbies. That's right. So, anything you want to share as sort of a last thought for our prospective students listening to this?
I think just being open about what you can do with an MBA. I think that being a small business owner doesn't necessarily mean that I've reached my potential. I know before I was thinking about applying, I was like, okay, what else can I do? Like, I know that I have my business and I know this is great, but it's not necessarily everything. And I think when you're looking at school and looking at different universities, one of the things that was amazing about Darden is that it is inclusive. And it was very much like, what is your story and what do you want? What kind of leader do you want to be? And as a business owner, I was like, well, I want to be a better leader. And this just really opened up those doors, which is great and amazing. So I think when you're applying for Darden, just think, like, what kind of leader do I want to show up to be?
Well, Hannah, we're obviously very happy that you're here, and thank you for taking time to join us on the podcast. I will note that this is a historic session. You're our first student interview, so very excited for your entire class, the class
thank
of 2019.
You.
It was great to have you all here for the first leadership residency. We think so much as we go through the admission cycle about round to round, so like October, November, January. So just being able to have everybody in the same room is a real special experience. So thank you for taking time.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Hannah Dobbles, member of our class of 2019. We will be featuring a number of entrepreneurs who are in our program over the coming months. I think that we have a really great story to share around entrepreneurship at Darden generally, but also in the executive formats, particularly given that we are a case method school and how the case method intersects with entrepreneurship. Obviously, case method is a great, great training tool to get students to think about leadership and decision-making from a very senior level. And obviously, if you're an entrepreneur, well, you are the senior level, so stay tuned. We'll have additional conversations coming in the coming weeks and months. If that sounds of interest to you, if you're an entrepreneur and you want to learn more about our program, certainly reach out. We can be reached at exec, that's E-X-E-C, MBA at darden.virginia.edu. And as always, thanks for listening.